All right, Mr. Chairman, I think you are ready to go. Your recording has started, you're streaming, and you have five voting members present.
All right, thank you very much, Chuck. Everybody, welcome to the January edition of ITAC. We've got a pretty quick agenda today, but we'll see as we progress through it. We'll just go ahead and start with a roll call, if you would do that for us, Shay.
Yes, sir. Michael Dobbs. Jaggy.
Yes, present.
Thank you. Brian Kirkland. Betty Cook.
Here.
Thank you. Gilbert Arantxa.
I'm here.
Thank you. David Byers.
Here.
Thank you. Timothy Romer.
Here.
Thank you. Lev Gornick. J.R. Sloan.
Here.
Thank you. Representative Jeff Winiger. Senator Rick Gray. Richard Stebnick.
Rebecca Pereira, sitting here for Richard Stebnick.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
All right, thank you, Shay.
You're welcome.
Okay, again, welcome to this meeting. Reminder that this is a public meeting and we do follow the public meeting law. We provide a link for anyone to provide public comment that's available in the agenda. Please click that link and you can submit your comment there and the team will review it. With that, we'll go ahead and step into our agenda. First item up is approval of the December 16th recording as our minutes and record of our previous meeting. Any questions or comments on that?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the minutes recording as presented.
Thank you, Mr. Byers. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you very much, Eddie. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Thank you. All right, our next section of our agenda is our consent agenda, which we would look to take in one motion. There are updates from DCS. And DES on an equipment refresh, as well as a change for health services with the vaccine management system. Are there any questions with regard to these items? Otherwise, we will handle this as consent items. All right, I will take a motion with regard to the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you, Tim. Do we have a second?
I second, Chairman.
Thank you, Jaggy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you very much. Those consent agenda items are approved as submitted. Okay, then our last item on our agenda is an informational update from the Department of Education on their ongoing progress with the school finance payment system. So I will turn it over.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Chuck Brown. I'm the Director of Engagement Management and Strategic Oversight with the Department of Administration. I'm filling in for the engagement manager today. So the Department of Education is here to give an informational update regarding the school finance payment system replacement project. So I will now turn it over to the Department of Education's team to give you a short presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing a lot of echo.
Mr. Chairman, can you hear?
Yeah, we're not getting your audio very good, Satish. It's like very much echoey in the background, so I'm not sure if your headset's picking up. I think that one's active. Try it. Yes, we hear you. Perfect. Thank you. Okay.
I think something is wrong. I'm very sorry. I apologize for the situation. Technical difficulties. Thank you very much, Chuck. Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Satish Patisapu. I am the Chief Information Officer at Arizona Department of Education. Next slide, please. Sorry. As you can see, the overall health of the project is green. We have successfully, basically, we are on schedule and moving smoothly. As you can see under the milestones, I'll just give you a brief overview. There are a couple of phases. There are a couple of parts in the first phase that we started working on this project. They were divided into part one and part two. And the update that you see over there basically says that out of the 36 milestones, 35 have already been completed, and first part's chart development is completed, and we are into APOR development and requirements more phase. And you can see in the next slides, I will be talking about a little more detail on this. The UAT of the already developed part one portion is moving on smoothly. We are, as at the time of creation of this slide, we are at 60% and of completion. And then, our due date for that is 12th of February. I'm hopeful that we'll give you a good report on that in the upcoming ITAC. One of the milestones related to communication plan was closed in the last month. As you can see, we have a carry forward budget of 241,564. We are still maintaining budget in yellow because of the method in which we are capturing data related to all the different types of resources, and I'm hopeful that over the period of time that we would be able to turn that into green. But one point that I want to reiterate is we did not go over budget. Instead, we are carrying forward a little under a quarter million. There are a couple of new risks that got added. One related to UAT, and one risk was mitigated and closed. I will talk about that in the next or upcoming slides. And happy to report that we do not have any issues at this time in this project. Next slide, please. Little more details. We have divided this in past couple of review updates. There is a document review process. We had a meeting late last year, and several of the documents that are listed over there in the first bullet have been approved. And we are preparing for our next document review committee with the external stakeholders on 29th of January. And several of the documents that are listed in bullet number two have already gone through the technical advisors group, and we got their blessings to move forward into putting in front of the document review committee for the review and approval. Like I stated, development milestones have been completed for the part one portion of it, and we are targeting. We are moving smoothly in terms of reaching our target of 2/12/2021 for char UAT. However, the way the UAT is going on, we wanted to be a little cautious and opened up a risk on it to ensure that we are managing the process in the project as well as with the business on how they're moving forward with the UAT. And happy to report that part two's APOR development has already begun. I already We have, I talked about one of the risks that in the previous slide that we closed, and that is due to this wonderful committee approving our phase one, part two, move forward. So I really appreciate, thank you so much from Department of Education to the committee. And again, reiterating January 29th afternoon, we are going into the next document review committee. And moving on to the next slide, please. Oh, that brings to question and answers.
All right, any questions from the committee on this update? Dude, I have one that is a detail, so I don't know, Satisha, it might be for ADOA folks. On the in the budget section, should those numbers all add up to the total appropriation? It seemed like we were a little short.
Satish, if you don't mind,
please I'll go ahead. Take
the first stab at it. So, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Chuck again. So, short answer is no. So, what the department is reporting here is their part one of phase one spending, as well as the spending that happened before part one is approved, and demonstrating that as they kick off part two, end of December, beginning of this month. They're carrying over some money, which is a positive thing, right? They underspent a little bit in part one, so they have a little bit of carryover into part two. We're already talking with the oversight team with ADE, to include Satish, about presenting up-to-date financials on part two at the next info update. So we wanted to give you, since part one's kind of rolling to a close here, except for UAT, just give you the snapshot of how it ended financially as we roll in. So the target for this phase of the project is still $3 million.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
Any other questions from the committee? All right. Well, Satish, congratulations on good progress, and great to see the project moving forward and hitting the milestones, and seems like it's tracking well. So kudos to you and the project team for all the hard work in making that happen, because it's not easy in these trying times.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I look forward to February 17th.
All right.
Thank you.
That ends our agenda, folks. And our as Satisha has already indicated, our next meeting will be February 17th, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. With that, I will go ahead and call the meeting to a close. Thank you very much. I think this is a record.
That was one of our quicker ones.
Speed round. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Annalisa, go ahead and end the recording and the streaming.